3.18. 1.
Young offenders are getting younger all the time. In the past, the average age was probably 17 or 18. But nowadays, we find ourselves dealing with kids of 13 and 14 and even younger. The other week, we were called to a house where the burglar alarm had gone off, and we found these kids hiding in the garden with the things they'd just stolen from the house. And one was 14 and the other was only 12.
2.
So really, what they need is sort of stricter control and rules, and I know that lots of people think we're too tolerant and that it's our fault. And I suppose it's partly true that we find it difficult to say no to them sometimes. It's not easy. I mean, you want your kids to have the same as everyone else. I think the problem is nowadays that children get bored, and that's why they do these things, to get a bit of excitement.
3.
So then I looked at her and said, "Aren't you ashamed of yourself trying to rob an old lady pensioner? I could be your grandmother." And you know what she did? She spat at me, and then she laughed, and then she just ran off with my handbag. I was so angry.
4.
The trouble is that most of us just feel helpless. We can't do anything. They're just not interested. And what's worse, they distract and disrupt the other kids who do want to learn. And sometimes they insult us or even get violent. The problem is that they don't have enough discipline at home.
5.
When I was doing my research, I talked to a lot of young people in schools and I asked them if they thought a fine would stop them committing a crime, and they said no, it wouldn't. They said that the only thing they were frightened of was getting sent to prison. I've also spoken to the police, social workers, lawyers, and they all agree that fines and community service just aren't working.